British Airways non-smoking flight to Japan. My name is Grace Mang, I'm your captain for today's flight. My colleague, bringing up to safety and comfort in Captain Hope, name of the team, and today's led by customer service manager.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Genoa. Time here is 5:15. Please do remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the signs have been switched off.
It's Monday the 9th of May 2016 and I'm now in Genoa in the north of Italy. I'm here for a week at the University of Genoa to do some consulting on writing for publication, do some postgraduate student teaching and to work on several research projects with my colleagues here. It's Tuesday the 10th of May 2016. I'm probably here at Genoa waking up and getting to work behind me there out in the street. I'm in Genoa, went for a run this morning, it was really nice, quite dull actually, it had been raining all night so it's quite cool, definitely one of my favourite places to run. So today, later on in the morning, I'm going to go up to the university, meet my colleagues, see what the plans are for the rest of the week.
Numbers needed for a 7-day NHS, the Department of Health says.
It's Wednesday the 11th of May 2016 and it's morning in Genoa. It's pouring with rain. Genoa's waking up there, all the traffic's out on the road. And I've just been listening to BBC Radio 4 on my iPad, which is a great luxury when I'm away. So today it's just another day in the office with Giuseppe and co. Working on manuscripts, as far as I know, and then we've got dinner tonight.
She's the latest to join the debate, warning against Brexit. She'll do so in a speech later this morning, and she joins me here in the studio now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Why would we be safer in, and why unequivocally so?
Che appunto segue anche i nostri studenti del dottorato e qui con voi anche questa mattina e che quindi già si trovava qui a Genova per i nostri dottorandi per fare questa relazione su quello che è il processo della pubblicazione. Abbiamo ritenuto che sia molto importante perché a volte non si sa mai cosa succede dopo che viene inviato un articolo per la pubblicazione. Quindi adesso il professor Boston ci illustrerà, perché lui è anche l'editor in chief, cioè il direttore di una rivista scientifica che si chiama JAN, okay, Journal of Advanced Nursing. E quindi ci spiegherà esattamente cosa succede dietro le quinte. Questo è importante anche per chi scrive un articolo, per capire bene anche come prepararlo, sapendo quello che succede poi dopo. E quindi questo è l'obiettivo della lezione di oggi. Io nel frattempo vi farò da interprete al professor Watson.
Ok, over to me. Right, thank you. Grazie. Buongiorno. Tutto bene? Grazie. That's all my Italian gone. I'm dependent on Giuseppe to translate. So thank you. Sorry we're a little bit late.
Okay, ci dispiace per un po' di ritardo per problemi tecnici.
Technological difficulties.
Sì, sempre questi problemi tecnici un po' ci seguono.
Right. I don't know what Giuseppe told you there.
That's you are the editor in chief.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Right. Fine. Okay. The idea today for this session is to tell you something about writing and publishing. Not something that you're necessarily doing right now, but you read a lot of evidence and you read a lot of journals and you might just want... I want to sort of tell you how information gets into journals and the sort of process as it goes through.
Ok, quindi magari non sarete direttamente coinvolti nella scrittura degli articoli ancora, però sicuramente diversi articoli, se non vi è capitato, vi capiterà di leggere in inglese. Quindi abbiamo ritenuto che fosse, diciamo, interessante per voi sapere cosa succede quando si scrive e si prepara un articolo.
It's Thursday the 12th of May 2016, still in Genoa. A very good teaching session with the undergraduates first thing this morning for a couple of hours talking about writing for publication. This is part of an international program here which I'm teaching on. I did a session last time I was here, same session, I'll do it again in October. They have various sessions by international speakers. Actually went very well and very good questions for undergraduate students. So I'm very pleased to get that over with. I was dreading it. We were home a little bit late last night and to be honest I'd had a bit too much grappa to drink, and then under my good friend Milko's influence we had a malt whiskey, but we made it, and then the rest of the day has been spent with the postgraduate students and catching up with one or two other pieces of work and looking at some analysis of data along with Milko Zanini. So I'm just away to meet Giuseppe for dinner for a 6 mile run, and I'm absolutely drenched in sweat, I can't cool down. So it's going to be very embarrassing going out into the foyer right now because I look like I've just walked through a rain shower. It's Friday the 13th of May 2016 and I'm on my final full working day in Genoa, and then Giuseppe goes home tonight to Rome, and I have one more night here, and then tomorrow I go to London and then on to Qatar. It's Saturday the 14th of May 2014 and it's a fantastic morning in Genoa. Sunshine, blue skies, really warm. I had a 10 mile run this morning, that's the first time I've done 10 miles here. That was quite good, I had to piece it together around the docks and up some hills and things like that, but it was very good, worth doing, glad I'm doing that because I won't get exercise for a couple of days. I'm just about to check out and leave Genoa and go to London. And then on to Doha, then on to Riyadh.
Good afternoon, everybody. From the final stage of football, I'm the captain today, and I'm going to welcome aboard this British Airways operated episode recently bound for London Gatwick. Just start with a few introductions. We'll be up here in 5 days, but please first off, Connor Jackson was flying us back to London today, so we'll talk to you later on the flight.
Welcome to London Gatwick North Terminal. The time is just gone 2:20 in the afternoon. Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the fastened seatbelt signs have been switched off.